So much for tuning into Nervous Boogie this afternoon during the WFMU 2025 marathon. Playing us out this afternoon, we've got the Scatolites with Guns of Navarone. We had the Daps before that with Down and Out. Little Frankie Brunson, parentheses, Big Daddy with How Can I Please You? Springers with I Know My Baby Loves Me So. And Nella Dodd starting off that last block with P's and Q's. Just wanted to say one more time from the bottom of my heart, thank you to everybody who's pledged to the station and to this show. It really means the world. There's such a wonderful community of DJs and hosts and listeners associated with WFMU, and WFMU is asking for your support during this pledge marathon to help keep the station alive. If you'd like to pledge and you haven't done so yet, head over to wfmu.org/rockandsoulradio or look for the button at the top of my playlist page. If you'd like the list of what kind of swag you get for certain tiers of pledges, head over to wfmu.org/swag and to wfmu.org/dj-premiums. Thank you again for listening. The Orange Peel Hour is up next. You're listening to the WFMU Rock and Soul Stream.
Greetings, my friends. This is the fully original and two-step authenticated DJ Orange Peel. Today I am bringing you a show on behalf of WFMU's Marathon 2025. I must acknowledge my recent absence from the airwaves. It would appear that I fell asleep for a very long time, and when I was finally aware of my surroundings, I was reminded of my obligations to you, my listeners, and the big boss. So before he changes the name of the Orange Peel Hour to the Orange Peel Audio, I must share with you some sensational sounds from the 60s, just like you, my esteemed listeners, like them. Starting with Herman and his band of hermits.
Second verse, same as the first. I'm Henry the eighth, I am. Henry the eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married seven times before, and everyone was an Henry.
Henry.
She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, sir.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry the eighth, I am.
a kennel maid. You gave me a tip, I got me full cast pay. You were holding the greyhound in trap number one. Your white coat was shining in the afternoon sun.
Mr. Wynne, I'm coming here with Flash, young man.
What dog's that?
It's a Duke's dog, isn't it?
There was nothing in my life bigger than beer. There was nothing in my life bigger than beer. Except in you, little darling. Except in you.
Saturday night, we put all our money on a dog that we like. A kiss and a cuddle, an awfully high $2 tickets and a starry sky.
Packet, I heard it. I'll put 25 knicker, please, on yellow printer. Oh, I hope the wife don't find out. Yes, it's short of wheel, isn't it? Yes, I know, it's a good dog. I saw it run at White City just last week. Broke the record. Yellow printer, nice dog. It's lovely form, lovely buttocks.
You're tuned to WFMU's Marathon 2025. This is the original and incredibly humble DJ Orange Peel, presenting you with the Orange Peel Hour. We have just heard some of my selections, for you my esteemed listeners, including Herman and his Hermits doing I'm Henry VIII I Am, well at least I think I am. And then we also heard Kippington Lodge who sang all about those rumors. And might I add that the rumors are untrue. They are truly untrue. And then those Shepherd's Bush scoundrels, the Who, took us down to the dog track with a song about, well, what else, dogs. And what could be better than going to the dog track? In a marathon such as this, I have been asked to remember that lulls happen. There are always lulls during the marathon, especially after the first few days. But this is day one. It says, don't take it personally, and don't feel or act sorry for yourself. I mean, how is that even possible? Please contribute before my self-esteem goes into a tumble. Without further ado, here is Quentin Eclipiager singing about that beloved chap, the weatherman. I wonder if he's paid more than me.
In a little house, hanging on a wall, lives a little man and a little weather girl. He sees only sunshine, she sees only rain. Every time he comes out, she goes in again. Weatherman, everybody knows you care. Everybody knows the weather's fair, but she's not there to see the sun go down, sun go down.
the sun go down. Sunshine, she sees only rain. Every time he comes out, she goes in again.
From my book, I thought I am a cathedral in the shadows of Stephen. I am a cathedral in the night. I searched a piece of glass. I saw the eyes of an eagle throwing brightness so even. The eyes of an eagle glowing bright. And will you share your crust of bread with me? And will you dare to trust your head and see? I am balanced well. You see, I am a cathedral locked in stained glass windows. I am a cathedral dimly lit and hemmed in solitude. And yet I see Shangri-La when ever the mountain wind blows. I see Shangri-La and I touch it. And will you share your crust of bread with me? And will you dare to trust your head and see? I looked up from my book. I thought I am a cathedral in the shadows of Stephen. I am a cathedral in the night. I am a cathedral in the night. I am a cathedral.
For a cup of tea, she talked about the places she has seen.
tuned to WFMU's Marathon 2025. We just heard Quentin Iglesias singing about that beloved chap, the weatherman. After that was the very crazy Peter Sarsted, who asked the musical question, or perhaps just made the statement, "I am a cathedral." I mean, is that really possible, Peter? And we closed out our set with some tea and sympathy from our friends The Proclamation. Apparently the last note that I read you about restraining one's ego was not meant to be read publicly, but was supposed to be more of advice to oneself. In this case, that person was supposed to be me. It also says on this piece of paper, "Don't whine or wallow in self-pity, even as a joke. It's been done and it's not great radio to listen to." Well, once again, I beg to differ. Indeed. And now here are the most blues-wailing Rolling Stones with a song about what we all need right now. Am I crazy?
What a drag it is getting old. Kids are different today. I hear every mother say, "Mother needs something today to calm her down." And though she's not really ill, there's a little yellow pill. She goes running for the shelter. Gets her through her busy day. Things are different today. I hear every mother say, cooking fresh food for her husband's just a drag. So she buys an instant cake, and she finds a frozen steak, and goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper. And to help her on her way, get her through her busy day. Doctor, please, some more of these outside the door. She's your mortal. What a drag it is getting old. Men just aren't the same today. I hear every mother say, they just don't get tired. They're so hard to satisfy. You can tranquilize your man. So go running for the shelter of a mother's little helper, and for help you through the night, help to minimize your flight. Doctor, please, some more of these outside the door. She took all. I hear every mother say, the pursuit of happiness just seems a bore. And if you take more of those, you will get an overdose. No more running for the shelter of a mother's little helper. They've just helped you on your way through your busy dying day.
Smiled and rubbed the stubble on his chin. His shoes showed signs of weariness and dreariness of life that's growing thin. Yet he didn't have so very far to go. With a pencil in his hand, he would travel on his plan, weather mist up in the mountain through a light. Praise Vinton. Nothing very much to see. place he'd like to go. And he's never seen the worrying and hurrying that makes a person slow. Yet you wouldn't think he'd be so hard to find, 'cause he looks so very busy and there's nothing on his mind. And his wavy hair continues not to grow. Craze Fintan. See him go on his way. Oh, they don't know where he is.
The changing of the guard is part of our tradition, but now we find it's been applied to us. We've had to sell our stately homes to pay our debts and taxes, and no one can afford a chauffeur to Monroe's. If we ever get invited to the palace, then we'll all go there by bus. The changing of the guard, we used to be respected as members of the aristocracy. The Earl of Windermere has raised a mortgage on his mansion, and now he's paying back at £30 a week, which he makes from showing people on the manor for a half a dollar fee. Can't you see the way things used to be? Life was better then. Remember, and we live like lords and ladies and gentlemen. The changing of the guard, we made our sacrifices. We haven't got a butler or a maid. Lord Fitzcomb has got a son who's working as a waiter, picking up the tips he earns enough to pay his rent. Lady Londonderry's got the family silver, and the money's all been spent. The changing of the guard presents a different picture to when Britannia used to rule the waves. Lady Annabel Barley is a famous belly dancer, and not because she comes from an evil family. If her ancestors could see the way we're living, they'd be turning in the grave. Can't you see the way things used to be? Life was better then. Remember, and we lived like
you're tuned to WFMU's Marathon 2025. We just heard the one and only Rolling Stones with Mother's Little Helper, right here on the original Orange Peel Hour. Not meant to be confused with any of the deeply fictitious Orange Peels bounding about the airwaves. We also heard Johnny Young, who, in fact, is not young anymore. But he is still inclined to sing about Craze Fintunkirk of the Royal Academy of Arts. Well, he does his best. And then we heard the Marquis of Kensington singing about the changing of the guard. And the big boss reminds me there will be a changing of the guard unless I raise some funds this year, because really it's been quite a disaster for me of late. Well, it shouldn't be about me. I was just handed a sheet of paper to read and it says the following: in monologues, don't dwell on yourself, your life, or your own personal stake in the station. Talk about the radio community, which includes station, listeners, contributors, and volunteers. Even pretend self-importance gets very tedious very quickly. Well, might I simply say my self-importance is never of the pretended sort. And now here's the new vaudeville band singing about that most sacred of places, Winchester Cathedral.
your pal. Winchester Cathedral, your bringing me down. You stood and you watched as my baby left town.
The English girl is a combination, somehow appealing to me. See how she flirts in her microskirts, looks like a doll wearing her brother's shirts. See where she goes.
It's only 12 feet square. Nobody but the flowers and trees appreciate him there. And then one day the fairy godmother of parkkeepers came into the house and said, "You're free. Parkkeeper, take your freedom, we are giving it to you. Don't keep off the grass of life no more." And so the parkkeeper is out having fun, as well as tending the park. He waters the flowers in daylight, but wears them after dark. And so he lives quite beautifully, with flowers and trees and fun, reading both the Greenery Gazette and Evergreen Review. He's doing all the things that he missed in life, chasing round the world once or twice, on a tour of parks with the magic money that his fairy godmother gave him.
Tuned to the amazing Orange Peel Hour with me, DJ Orange Peel. And we've just heard the new vaudeville band singing about Winchester Cathedral. We also heard someone with the singular name of Bruno, who told a story about the English girl. That was followed by Peter and Gordon, who were both singularly named but together. And they had a song called The Magic Story of the Park Keeper and His Fairy Godmother. Well, what else? Now here are those North Londoners, the Kinks, to talk about a place near and dear to them, their very own Village Green.
Song, the ladies play croquet.
Listening to WFMU's Marathon 2025, and we just heard the Searchers singing about the Pussy Willow Dragon. Well, at least I think that's what they were singing about. This last set included the Kinks, who gave us Village Green, and then we heard Tin Tin, who sang Only Ladies Play Croquet. Well, I find that quite untrue, because I play croquet, well, some days. And I am no lady, of that I can assure you, my esteemed listeners. And then, as I mentioned before, the Searchers singing Pussy Willow Dragon. Quite odd for some chaps from Liverpool. Now here's Trevor Bilmer singing Ground Song. And I'm headed to the ground, very soon my friends. Very, very soon.
The ground is in my hand, my hand is in my elbow, and my elbow is in my arm, and my arm is in my shoulder. My shoulder is in my chest, and my chest is in my carcass, and my carcass is on my legs, which are standing on the ground. My mother takes some pills, says they relieve the tension, and my father's working hard to augment a moderate pension, and my brother thinks he's God. But his son won't be by virgin, and I'm dying to do my famous a little disappearing act and sing. The ground is in my hand, and my hand is in my elbow, and my elbow is in my arm, and my arm is in my shoulder, and my shoulder is in my chest, and my chest is in my carcass, and my carcass is on my legs, which are standing on the ground. I have no bowler hat, nor fur-led umbrella. I have no leather case, like the other city fellas. And I missed my train to Bank, and this one goes to Temple. I think I better go and start all over again and sing. The ground is in my hand, and my hand is in my elbow, and my elbow is in my arm, and my arm is in my shoulder, and my shoulder is in my chest, and my chest is in my carcass, and my carcass is on my legs, which are standing on the ground.
Because the ground is in my hand, and my hand is in my elbow, and my elbow is in my arm, and my arm is in my shoulder, and my shoulder is in my chest, and my chest is in my carcass, and my carcass is on my legs. Oh, which are standing on the ground. Oh, the ground is in my hand, and my hand
never talk, but for real, not pretend. It'll work out like a fairy tale. You'll love me in the end. I'll feel good again. I'll start to live again. I will smile again. I'll never cry again. I'll go to work again. Even go to church again. In a fairy tale.
Listening to the Orange Peel Hour and WFMU's Marathon 2025. Apparently, you are supposed to be clicking and giving money. So can you do that for me, little old OP? We heard in this last set of selections, Trevor Bilmes and something called Ground Song. Nothing to do with coffee apparently. Then we heard, The Herd, who sang our fairy tale, and The Mirage, who told us all about their Chicago cottage. Maybe they can will that to me in a living trust. Now here's the young idea with an idea about shopping in London's Bond Street.
Sunny evening and I'm dreaming. Let me take my time. I feel as if the world is mine. And everywhere I look it shines. For stopping, window shopping, where the streets are clean. I'll take you in my limousine. We'll feast on sticky cakes and cream. And I'll buy you pretty things in Bond Street. Yes, I'll buy you pretty things in Bond Street. Famous faces at the races smile as we walk through. Imagine all the things we do. I want to share my dreams with you. And I'll buy you pretty things in Bond Street. Yes, I'll buy you pretty things in Bond Street. You, I'd do anything, anything for you. I would change the world for you. Porters tell their daughters of the things they see, of how they held the door for me, bringing me my cup of tea. What a pity Walter Mitty had no girl like you, 'cause you can make it all come true. And maybe in a week or two I will buy you pretty things in Bond Street. Yes, I'll buy you pretty things in Bond Street. Yes, I'll buy you pretty things in Bond Street. Yes, I'll buy you.
The world's all right. The people in it are not uptight. You hear him say things are out of sight. He feels that way. He's a dream. A promise of how to find complete contentment and peace of mind. He's heaven sent, he's a dreamer. Of us is a dream. The face of the dreamer.
You are listening to the Orange Peel Hour and WFMU's Marathon 2025. That was the Morgan James who sang all about the dreamer. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. Another note I have been given from the station strikes me rather odd. It says that station and jokes should be kept to a minimum. It goes on to explain in not so subtle terms, just remember, most listeners don't know the name of a single WFMU DJ. And yet, they still love the station. Don't gear your show to the less than 5% of our listeners who are fluent in all of our names, voices and peculiarities. And to that I say, my esteemed listeners, horse feathers and poppycock. Here are the Bee Gees with Morning of My Life. Please stay very tuned for an all-new edition of Come to the Sunshine, hosted by the big boss, Andrew Sandoval. Until next time, we'll meet again, some sunny day.
Watching rainbows play on sunlight, pools of water, eyes from cold nights in the morning. 'Tis the morning of my life. In the daytime, I will meet you as before. You will find me waiting by the ocean floor, building castles in the shifting sand, in a world that no one understands. It's the morning of my life. It's the morning of my life. In the morning of my life, the minutes take so long to drift away. Please be patient with your life. It's only morning and you still to live your day.
Hey there, it's Andrew Sandoval, and I'm presenting you a new show for WFMU's Marathon 2025. But first, I want to thank wonderful pledgers from the first week of broadcasting. I want to thank Mark of Missouri, thank you, and Doug of Massachusetts, and Steve of Alabama, and Matt of New York, and Diana of Massachusetts, and Sandra of Austria, and Jen of Indiana, and Cal Zone of New York, and Joe of Connecticut, and Julie of Minnesota, and Stephen of New York, and Jonathan of Seattle, and Joel of Philadelphia, and Jay of North Carolina, and Steve of Minnesota, and Christopher of Rhode Island, and Greg of Kansas, and Bill of British Columbia, and Sarah of Oregon, and Doug, once again, of Massachusetts for a second time, and Thomas of New Jersey. And thank you to everybody who's contributed, and also just everybody who listens to Come to the Sunshine and spreads the word about the good music that we have here. As Joe of Connecticut says, there is nothing like WFMU and all its streams. Thank you. Well, thank you. And here now is our show for the week. I'll be back later to thank some more pledgers, but I want to implore you to consider making a contribution to WFMU now. It's very easy, by clicking on whatever you're listening to it through. Somehow you'll get there, and it's very much appreciated so we can keep the fine work up here that we do. And thank you again. Enjoy the show. Tune to Come to the Sunshine, and I'm your host, Andrew Sandoval, today bringing you show number 226, in which we're going to explore the work of producer and songwriter Dan Dalton, who was a member of the Back Porch Majority and then branched out into production and did productions throughout the mid-1960s through to the 1970s. And we're going to spin singles in our first hour that include such artists as Matthew Moore Plus Four, Robin Kingsley, Buzz Clifford, the Plymouth Rockers, The Young Canadians, Lois Fletcher, Jesse Lee Kincaid, Summer Snow, James Fleming, Jeff Thomas, Mark Richardson and The Beat, The Cherokee, Bobby Cheevers, and Wheatstraw. In our second hour, we're going to be turning our artist spotlight onto the Peppermint Trolley Company, another band that he produced all of their records to the point where there was no longer a group and he was making records just using their name. But they're worthwhile hearing, so we're going to spin all of their singles, A's and B-sides. But without further ado, let's get things started with one of his earliest production credits from April of 1965. This is a fantastic single by Matthew Moore, Later of the Moon. Matthew Moore Plus Four, as it says here, I've been lonely before, uncome to the sunshine.
Out on me. try just to keep her satisfied. But she walked in and out on